Sometimes we hear that some of the older students experience difficulties . It is natural that someone at the beginning of the path is struggling. The fundamental struggle is the lack of access to the natural state, to the light of I Am, being disconnected from one's true nature, not having any access, is the ultimate misery of the human being, a state that we are here trying to correct through this teaching and our work, to bring this basic sanity. It's not even about using sophisticated terms like enlightenment, self-realization. It's about sanity, about being a sane human, having a connection to what is real, without which one is like a ghost. Someone who has been on the path for a while, who has already awaken the access to different states of the I Am beyond the mind, different doorways, aspects of the natural state. Person like that cannot not have a good retreat. If such a person is not having a good retreat, meaning that he or she is not using their power, the power which is the light of I Am, the identified, lost in the false self, which is inexcusable. The very fact that you are on the path, that you are still growing and evolving, implies a level of difficulties, that you have to experience different challenges. But these are good difficulties, good challenges. They are the material the soul is using for her evolution and growth. Like someone is working on the soil to plant new seeds. It's a good work, healthy. If your difficulties, obstructions that you are experiencing, are being somehow twisted inside your mind and become a poison instead of the material for your growth, it means you are doing something fundamentally wrong. And that is your lesson, to change that. There's no way that anyone who is connected to the light of I Am, after a few days of retreat, is not feeling better, and again more better, and well, and healthy and sane. Not because one is doing anything extraordinary. The very abidance in the light of I Am is doing that, bringing that change into well-being. You are lost in the world, in the mind, in your human dimensions. You come to the retreat. First day, the obstructions, energies to be dissolved. How long it can take? After a few days, it should be all gone. So you can move deeper into reality. So the challenges you are dealing with are not the challenges related to the removal of the all that illusory stuff that you have accumulated. These challenges are related to the evolution itself. The energy in this retreat is deep, is open, there's a light present, not to benefit from it, not to use that energy for one's own transformation, is simply foolish. But the mind is foolish. It can create things which do not exist. It can block the connection of the soul with the space that is being opened by existence, like the space of this retreat. In order to be on the path in a true sense, one has to become one's own soul. The function of the human is to surrender and to align itself with the light of the soul. Only the soul can truly be in this retreat. We already spoke about that question that some of you are having, how to become the soul, how to begin to perceive oneself, one's life, from the place of the soul and as the soul. This often you can hear someone saying that he or she feels their soul or listening to their soul. Speaking of intuition, inner guidance, some kind of a knowing. Unfortunately, most of it is a total delusion. Me is imagining things, is trying to comfort itself, its misery, by convincing itself that it is connected to the soul, or to the concept of the soul. Me is trying to feel the soul, to recognize the wisdom of the soul as if it was some kind of a other entity inside. Someone else than oneself that is supposedly having this wisdom, this knowing, all the answers. When those who are truly connected to their intuition, to their inner voice, when they experience it such, what it actually means is that me is connected deeper to itself. Me is multidimensional. It is not only unconscious and primitive and superficial and ignorant. On a deeper level of evolution of me, it can link itself with the wisdom, intelligence. But still, the soul exists much deeper. She is existing beyond me. The essence of the soul is rooted in the universal existence. That's why becoming the soul is not just a result of linear evolution of me. At certain point, somehow switches into the soul. Awakening of the soul is non-linear. It's like a quantum leap, a miracle. The new manifesting. Me cannot experience the soul. The soul arises when me surrenders to the light of I am. It is in the absence, relative absence of me, that the positive presence of the soul emerges. The meeting between presence and absence, individual and universal. To be a soul ultimately means to be in samadhi. The traditional concept of samadhi is some kind of a disappearance of the individual. It is the negative, unconscious samadhi. It is not the illuminated samadhi of the soul. It is the samadhi of escapists who want to exit their human existence, suspend themselves so they can forget about their suffering. True samadhi is positive, is absolutely conscious. It is the complete absorption of me in the light of I am. That which is absorbed, and that into which we are absorbed, become one, and that one we call the soul. It is individual, yet not personal. It is rooted in the universal existence. It lives in the beyond. Even though evolution into the soul, evolution of the soul into herself is complex, if one has truly awakened to the light of I am, the soul is being experienced from the very beginning. Each time your me surrenders to I am, embodies the I am, it is already the experience of the soul. She is not yet complete. She is still bound by the imperfect. But she is already real. She is already linked to reality.